Okay, folks, just chew away from the mic. That's all I ask. Okay. First of all, Anna wants to know if everybody who needs logistical assistance in getting to the airport has been in contact with her. One of the first things I actually want to do while everyone is here is thank Pacifica staff who have helped to facilitate this meeting. And this is not in order of appreciation, but because I just mentioned Anna, I'm going to say Anna, Otis, John, and then the Pacifica headquarters staff, who include Dominga, Lonnie, and Nicole. What? Oh, I'm sorry. So John gets thanked twice. Yeah, I'm not done. So for the Pacifica personnel at that group of people, I want to thank those individuals, the KPFT community, its LSB members, all of you in the audience who have showed up here, and all of its staff for both facilitating and hosting a very wonderful meeting. And the board, on behalf of the board, I do thank all of you very much. We can very much done. Don't mind. I also want to thank the staff of the hotel. I recognize Lula has just walked in and has waited on us for several days. Muchas gracias to her and the other people. I want to thank the all the members of the Pacifica board who have participated passionately as usual. And I have a special thank you right now for Dan Siegel. And I think I'll refrain from any... thanks, Dan. I did, but I will again.
Here's Dan.
And Lisa has reminded me, but I did thank the public, many of whom are from the Houston area, many of whom are from New York, for participating in this. And I have special thanks to Dan Siegel on behalf of the Pacifica National Board. Everybody, I think, finds it, I guess, lawyer jokes as well as lawyers seem to reproduce asexually. And there are a lot of lawyers on this board. There are a lot of lawyers on the board. But Dan happens to be foundation counsel. Dan Siegel is a person who I have known about for at least since 1976 when I moved to San Francisco as the district counsel for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and Dan Siegel was one of the pioneering lawyers in the civil rights movement litigating issues under Title VII. He has also been involved in Pacifica and its, quote, struggle for longer than I think anybody on this board. He, as corporate counsel, has served this foundation well, attended every meeting, acted as interim executive director during the ups and downs and ins and outs of that position without compensation, is a fierce advocate and has generated an enormous amount of admiration and acrimony within the Pacifica community. But that's par for the course. I'm happy that he has a thick skin. I'm happy that he has devoted his intelligence and passion to us. On the way out here, I was reading an obituary of one of the veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, Abe Osheroff. And at the end of the obituary, it said the following. this was his mission in life because he had been, his motto in life because he had been involved in so many struggles that seemed to have no end. If you need a victory, you aren't a fighter. You're an opportunist. Dan Siegel is a fighter, and I thank him for being our counsel. We have a little gift for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And George said he resigned. I said, I'm not resigning. I'm not resigning, and I'm not dead. But thank you.
Okay, so we, for the public and...
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, just a point of personal privilege, if I may. Is that okay?
Yes.
Just a quick minute. I also, as a board member, there's some board members who may or may not be returning to this board from New York, from WBAI. And I really want to acknowledge the work over many, many years of these board members who I think have served this foundation well. They've been under a tremendous amount of attack and pressure, and we've not always agreed. Sometimes we agree and sometimes we don't, but what I do know about these members is that the issues of the oppressed, the issues of race, the issues of class, the issues of poverty, they consistently reminded us of that bar and consistently worked not only at the local levels and in their community as activists, which I'm sure they will continue to do, but also on this board. And even on issues where we may not agree, it was always on principle, it was always on point, and it was always with the larger issue of building a movement, and that this precious Pacifica is important for that movement and for that accountability. And Nia, I only just met, even though Nia has been involved with Pacifica for many, many years, I had the privilege of working with both Lisa and Bob Letter. Lisa on the board, Bob Letter I think I met even before I was on the board. Your reputation precedes you, Bob. And I think his brilliance with parliamentary methods, with Robert's rules, with really assisting to move this board forward, and also doing the outreach to other members in other signal areas, and being a brilliant strategist as well, I think really has to be appreciated and acknowledged, and that often people come and they serve the foundation, they give to the foundation, but because of factionalism and all that, we really don't thank people and acknowledge the work in the way that we should. And I would have hated to leave this meeting without personally, saying that with deep gratitude and admiration for your work. But also that to ask members of the board to join me in that. And we don't know. They may very well be back at the next board meeting. We don't know until the final vote happens at WBAI. But thank you so much for your contributions and for all of your efforts. And I'm sure that you will be continuing to do the good work.
Thank you, Margaret. Okay, you know what, if somebody would remind me if we were going to do public comment next and then go to the report from the racism committee, or do I have to report out immediately from the, I have to report immediately from the closed session, executive session?